dress for the swings?
No, because all the cool kids used to hang out at the monkey bars.
Oh, I never did. My mother told me if I hung on the monkey bars, I'd get long arms like an ape.
Yeah, well, my mother told me never to eat duck because it was really dirty turkey. Why do parents lie to their kids like that?
So they won't hang on monkey bars and eat duck.
I remember when your father used to pull.
What?
Every time he'd give us a shot, he'd say, don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Oh, he used to do worse than that.
What?
Once he took me on a ride at an amusement park and promised faithfully there were no tunnels, even though he knew I was terrified of them.
I take it there were.
Hundreds. He figured if he could get me on that ride once, I wouldn't be afraid of tunnels anymore.
And?
Well, he was half right. I'm no longer afraid of tunnels. I'm just afraid of men. That's your mother again.
Don't tell her about her birthday cake.
Hello?
Hi, Allie. I'm so bored. What are you doing?
Making a scrambled egg.
Gee, I remember those great breakfasts we used to have together. I love them.
Kate, you've only been in the hospital 2 weeks.
So do you miss me?
Yes, we miss you. We're all looking forward to having you back.
Planning anything special?
Special? Why should we plan anything special?
Well, whatever you do, don't be late to pick me up.
See you later. Boy, I hope she realizes that her health insurance does not cover the phone bill.
Did Dr. Mulway take her out of traction yet?
He should be on his way now. What's left to be done?
A couple of gifts to wrap.
Hello? Yes, Kate, I'm still here. Because someone called before and wouldn't get off the phone. Yes, I will. No, I won't. Kate, I'm on my way. Goodbye. No. Hang that up when I leave.
Oh, Allie, I thought you'd never get here.
Well, you know how I am once I get on the phone. How come you're still under construction?
Oh, John's got a little behind.
Yeah, but you don't notice it.
On his rounds.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Well, Mrs. Lowell.
Hello, Nurse Krieger.
Surely we know that visiting hours are still ever so far away, don't we?
We're not visiting. We're leaving. Kate's going home.
We certainly didn't hear anything about that.
Dr. Mulray is releasing her today.
Doctors in this hospital are becoming uncontrollable.
You can tell that deep down she's a really nice person.
So where are the kids?
Oh, they had some stuff to take care of, but they wanted me to tell you happy birthday.
And
what?
That's it?
Well, we all know how much you hate a fuss.
No, I don't hate a fuss. I love a fuss.
Happy birthday, Kate.
Oh, wow, how sweet. How did you know?
It's right here on your chart.
Oh. There. Really beautiful.
Well, I thought you might need something to cheer you up.
Why?
Because I'm about to make you feel awful. I didn't like the looks of that last x-ray.
Oh, well, I never photograph very well. Look again.
Now, I studied it. Believe me, I can't let you go yet.
Whoa.
Look, I know how much you were looking forward to leaving, but it's only a few more days. And besides, it gives me an excuse to keep bothering you.
I'm sure if we'd put our heads together, we could have come up with a better reason.
Sorry.
Come on, look at the bright side.
You start.
Okay. Hospital life isn't that bad. You're weighted on hand and foot and back.
Oh, and you're getting green jello tonight with those little marshmallows?
Come on, it's not that bad.
Look who's talking. Why don't you check in?
I would if I had a reason.
You've had a perfectly good reason for 3 years and you're just scared to do anything about it.
What's the problem?
No, you wouldn't be interested.
She's got this mole about the size of a half dollar.
It is not the size of a half dollar. It's the size of a dime.
How would you know? You can't even see it. It's smack in the middle of her right
hip.
Do you want me to take a look at it?
No, I don't think so.
See? She's petrified.
I am not.
It'll only take a minute. I'll examine you right here.
No, I'm sure you have much more important things to do.
This is what I do. Step into my office?
No.
Allie.
this is ridiculous. I mean, it's the size of a pin.
It's shrinking.
Well, what do you think?
I think you'll have to lower your slacks first.
Allie, take it off.
This is ridiculous.
Huh.
It's so minor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'd hardly know it was there.
You can get dressed now.
So, what do you think?
Well, it's not really my field, but it's a little larger than I'd like. And it seems to be adamantus.
Is that good?
Did you ever hear anything in Latin that was? Really, it's nothing to worry about, but I'd have it removed.
I will, as soon as I have time.
There's no time like the present.
Who asked you?
I could have Dr. Johnson fit you in today. It's a minor operation. You'd be home in the morning.
I'd have to stay overnight.
Well, we could put you in here with Kate. That'd be a nice birthday present, wouldn't it?
I was thinking more along the lines of perfume.
Look on the bright side. Hospital life's not so bad. They wait on you hand, back, and... Yeah.
And so the vacuum cleaner repairman says, if I had known that, I wouldn't have ordered the chicken.
I don't get it.
You want to watch some TV?
So it looks like they expect some beautiful skies over most of the panhandle.
I'm all bored and strapped.
You're not old.
I'm 39.
What's so bad about 39?
Everybody thinks you're 40 and lying.
Well, look who's come to stay with us.
Hello, Nurse Krieger.
I understand we're going to be losing a little bit of our body, Mrs. Lowell.
Just a mole, I'm afraid.
What a shame.
Would you like it to be more?
I'm glad to see we've retained our puckish sense of humor. Let's bare our arm now, shall we? Dr. Johnson would like a blood sample.
With that? I made shish kebabs with skewers smaller than that.
Ow! That was the cotton swab, Mrs. Lowe.
Courage, Allie.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Don't be ridiculous.
You are, too. This is the first time I've seen color in your cheeks all day.
I'm blushing for you, a grown woman afraid of a little needle.
You want to show us how?
We're done.
Oh, my God, you took enough blood to paint a barn. You're laughing.
No, I'm not.
You think my suffering is funny.
Allie, a thimbleful of blood does not an epic make.
Surprise! Happy birthday to you!
What are we doing?
Singing.
We know visiting hours don't begin until 2 o'clock.
Oh, it's my birthday.
It's our hospital. We're welcome to wait in our soothingly appointed lounge.
For a whole hour? Sure, no problem.
Please fill these out, Mrs. Lowell. We'll be back for them shortly.
We will?
I will. You won't.
I bet she shops for a lot of leather.
I thought I wasn't having a surprise party.
What's this?
Those are consent forms. It's kind of a standard thing.
Untimely death?
Just a figure of speech.
Donate my organs?
They just want to give you an option.
I'm not signing this.
You're being childish.
It's kept me alive this long.
Good afternoon, lady.
Hi, John. Gee, I didn't know your family was visiting.
These are three of our interns. This is Mrs. McArdle and this is Mrs. Lowell. She has a large pigmented nevus protruding from her right buttock.
A great recipe for chicken pot pie. Hello.
You mind if we take a look?
All of them?
Well, I want them to be familiar with the condition.
Couldn't you show them a slide?
See, here.
Well, well.
Look at it from this angle.
It's the size of a dime. How many angles can it have?
Thanks a lot, Ollie. We'll be moving along.
He's right. It's amazing.
One for the record books.
What's so amazing about a mole?
Maybe he wasn't talking about your mole. And so the guy with the broom says, what? And quit show business. He's the one that sweeps up after the elephants.
I don't feel well.
Oh, you're just imagining things.
No, I'm not.
On my forehead. You're perfectly cool.
You're right, it's chills.
Allie, when you get back into bed, you're fine.
No, I'm not.
Well, then, isn't it a good thing you're in the hospital?
That's just the point. People check into a hospital at 98.6 and leave refrigerated.
Let's watch TV. It'll help take your mind off it. Oh, good. Another hospital.
I know you're innocent, darling. You didn't kill that patient.
I was drunk in the operating room.
Oh, but I'm the only one who knows that.
And you're never going to tell.
Mark, don't. I'm pregnant.
Oh, please. I'd rather listen to you. How can they write that stuff?
You think that's make-believe?
Allie, that's a soap opera.
It's based on fact.
So are the daily papers, but I wouldn't cite them in a footnote.
Punch, blood, booze. Yours.
You already took my blood.
We need some more.
Why, what did they find?
That's not really our business, is it? They're just doing our job.
You did your job. You already left a hole big enough to sink a pot in.
What a colorful phrase.
Don't tell me this is just routine. What are you hiding? Ow!
We are sensitive, aren't we?
I was married to a doctor for 14 years.
He's to be congratulated. All done.
I want to know the results as soon as they come in. No, I don't. Yes, I do.
What's going on?
Allie, I'm sure they're going to tell you if they find anything out.
Find what out? What do you know?
Well, all I know is that you're scaring yourself over nothing. Let the doctor do his job.
Two blood tests and no explanations?
Oh, God, my eyelids feel funny.
Mrs. Lowell, we're here to take you to surgery.
I'm not going.
Come on, Allie, get it over with.
Do you know why I had two blood tests?
Ma'am, I'm just here to take you to the OR.
I'm not going anywhere until I see my doctor.
I got this goofy kind of feeling he'll be there, too.
Don't touch me!
Please, ma'am, just let me do my job.
Your job, my life. Call Dr. Mulray. I'm not going anywhere until I see him.
Count your blessings. I live with her. Allie, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Don't you think the goings-on in this hospital are a little suspicious?
Let me think. You checked in to have a mole removed. They tried to do it. You're right. I don't like this one little bit.
It's a nevus. A nevus that requires two blood tests and five doctors. I come in here with a mole, and I go out as a movie of the week.
John's here.
There you are. I want some answers.
Okay, what are the questions?
What is so peculiar about my mole?
Nothing.
Then why was it so interesting to those interns?
Oh, that. Oh, it's just an interesting shape.
I beg your pardon?
Your mole is shaped like someone's face.
You're kidding.
No. May I?
No!
Oh, come on, Allie. It's my birthday. I'll be darned, Ernest Borgnine.
Yeah, now that you mention it, you know, we were divided between Teddy Roosevelt and Marvin Hamlisch.
You two are playing ink blots while I'm dying.
Oh, you're not dying.
Then why did I need two blood tests?
Two? I don't know. Maybe they misplaced the first one. It happens.
I don't believe you. I am not going to budge until I get the truth.
Allie, people get nervous in hospitals. It's natural. But I assure you, this is a routine procedure with a local anesthetic. Now, if you like, I can give you a shot of something to calm you down.
I don't want a shot.
No, it won't knock you out. It'll just relax you.
I won't take it!
Take it, Allie. We'll all feel better if you do.
Feeling better?
Feeling. Nothing more than... feeling.
She's full of repressed easy listening.
Feelings of love, feelings. Whoa.
She's ready for surgery.
Feelings.
She's ready for Vegas.
Last stop, then home.
Hallelujah.
Dr. Hanson, yeah. What are you going to do? I'm going to sleep. When I wake up, I'm going to sleep some more.
Too soft. It's too hard. Just right.
Okay, Mrs. Lowell, playtime is over.
She's not here.
Check the bathroom, Danny. Okay. Okay, very good. Very funny. It's been a long day, and we could all use a nice laugh. Now, where is she?
How would I know? You guys wheeled her out of here.
That's right. Blame us. We lost her. It's all our fault.
It is our fault, Carl. We just left her there.
You lost my friend?
Thank you, Danny. Thank you very much. Maybe you should yell a little bit louder. There's a guy in China who didn't quite hear you.
I didn't say anything. You said it.
Of course. How stupid of me. It's my fault. I'm a terrible human being. I'm a living monster. Stop me before I kill again. Come on.
You lost my friend?
All right. If you'll just change into this, get into bed, your doctor will be with you shortly.
Is she in here for anything serious?
I'm afraid that is confidential.
Well, I am in the same room with her. I think I have a right to know.
I'll see.
You check in to have a cyst removed, and they lock you up with a leper.
No, she's just having her gallbladder taken out.
Well, at least she'll be asleep. I hate it when they start talking about their organs.
Well, buzz me if you need me.
Oh, I wouldn't want to be any trouble.
Where am I?
Oh, here we go. Kate? Verna, Ellen, Ms.
What am I doing here? Am I on vacation?
You're in the hospital. Don't you remember? You're having your gallbladder removed.
I don't want my gallbladder removed.
Very few of us do.
I'm getting out of here.
Why don't you just relax? I'm sure they'll be here to get you any minute now.
You told them I was here.
Did they find her yet?
Someone spotted her sailing past hematology. I'm sure they've got her by now.
How could a thing like this happen?
Just carelessness.
What if she gets on the street?
She won't get past security.
What if security is careless?
Relax. Somebody is bound to notice a drugged woman wandering through the halls in a hospital gown singing Feelings. Badly.
Thank God you're all right.
No talk for time, Verna. We gotta get out of here.
Call me.
No, I'll call you later. Let's go.
Allie, slow down. What happened?
They want to get my gallbladder.
Allie, why would anybody want your gallbladder?
Organ transplant. Experiments. Cat food. Cat glue. Cat on a hot tin roof.
Allie, you're here to have a mole removed.
That's just what they want me to believe. 2 blood tests, 5 doctors. It's all very clear to me now.
Allie, I think you're having a reaction to the shot John gave you.
He shot me. That's right, he shot me, but he missed. Don't let him get you!
Allie, get back in the bed. I'm gonna call for help. Look, I'm calling for help.
Oh, my God, you're one of them!
I won't say anything.
I said don't say anything.
Yeah, but you asked me a question.
All right.
There you are. Thank God I found you. Don't worry. Everything's going to be okay. Don't be so blind. That's what they want you to believe. First, they make you drop your pants. Then they have an affair with the nurse. Then they take out your gallbladder. But they're drunk and you're pregnant. Oh, don't be ridiculous. I don't have time. Rinse it yourself. I've got to go and warn the others. Don't tell them I've been here. I suppose you want to see my nevus, too.
Bartender said, that's incredible. And the guy says, no, not really. The mouse is a ventriloquist.
You really think this is time for a joke?
The whole hospital's on red alert. Besides, the drugs won't last forever. She'll probably come in here on her own any minute now.
Allie?
Choo-choo ran out of steam.
Where did you find her?
We're in a cafeteria having coffee. She came over. She sat down right next to us.
Well, take her down to surgery and don't let her out of your sight.
Oh. You're floating backwards. How do you do that?
Allie, anything you want me to tell the kids?
Yes! Never overload electrical circuits.
Good night, Allie.
Bye, Bruno.
Happy birthday to you.
Finally. So, is this the worst birthday you've ever had?
Let me think. I don't know. They say the first one was pretty messy. Some guy whacked me on the bottom and I cried all day. Or was that my 23rd?
Come on, Kate. Open presents.
Okay.
Oh, not that one. That's mine. Can't you open Jenny's first?
Okay.
No open chips. Mine isn't an open first kind of present.
Okay. I'll open this one first. I wonder who gave me this. Thanks, Allie.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing, then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.